Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Everybody, hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. We're here live at 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 28th. Man, this June is almost over. 2022, of course. We have not left this hellhole of the decade of the 20s. I tell you what's becoming a decade now, that it's going to be like just crap the whole time. So, like, you don't look for anything good to happen until 2030. I'll just tell you that right now. I guess the only cool thing about 2022 this year is we've got so many Supreme Court stuff coming down to where the conservatives have actually done a great job doing that. But, you know, the deep state thing, it's a real deal, because it doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats, they're still going to pass laws to keep you, the freedom-loving American, from being able to get things done the way you want to get them done and the way you feel you should be able to handle yourself. And, of course, you know, that's the whole point of this show is that we just want to make everybody feel that common sense that there is still a responsibility for us as truck drivers, as Americans, to not get caught up in all the damn crap that goes on in these day-to-day battles we deal with the government. Of course, you know, FMCSA and all, that's one thing. But it's regular, so it doesn't matter. Because today in our show we're going to talk about is that there was a truck driver that was from Missouri. He's up in Michigan. And, of course, he's speeding. So they pulled him over for speeding. And next thing you know, I guess he told them that he had a firearm, because he's like, hey, no big deal. You know, I'm from Missouri. It's constitutional carry. It's in the car. Everything's fine. I'm not crazy. That's against the law. Boom, you got to talk about it. And we'll be talking about the law in detail and going over that, because that's important for truck drivers to know. Is the law. So we have to understand the law. I mean, just like everything else, tires got to be a certain depth, brakes have got to be a certain caliber inches, you know, oil's got to be a certain level. That's the law. Okay? So, I mean, they give you a ticket for pretty much anything, you know. So just remember, we got to follow the law, because they're going to make our lives a living hell. I mean, they've been doing it ever since the 70s, whenever they used to do the shakedowns at the when you got pulled over at the scale and you were overweight, or they found anything illegal with you, it was a fine, pay it right then and there, boom. I mean, I did that. This was 1998, and I ran the scale in Missouri, in Louisiana. They come track me down, and I pulled off. I said, you know what, I did it. I totally agree. You know, totally missed it. I was in the left lane, hammered down. Everybody was slowing down, and I thought, what a bunch of idiots slowing down. And I went right by the scale, because that's where all the truck drivers were pulling. They were slowing down to go to the scale. And I just started. I'd been, shoot, man, less than 6 months into the job. And I was like, yep, you caught me. And they're like, well, circle back around and come back to the scale. So, okay, no problem. So I did that. And I weighed, and I thought, you know what? They just want to weigh me. So I just weighed. And they said, okay, now pull off, park on the side. I go in there, boom, $100 fine. You can't leave until you pay it. And that's the way it works. So that's the way things go out there. You know, nowadays, shoot, just you know, well, you give us your information, we can go, you know, garnish your wages or whatever we want. So we'll get you. Nobody, no, it's all electronic these days. We'll get you. So that's how things were done in the past. And now in the future, it's just straight up laws. And if they don't like the law or they don't like you breaking the law, they'll just go ahead and flat out arrest you. I mean, you know, everybody remembers back in the day that used to happen a lot. But this time it did happen again. And we're going to go over the rules here and we're going to talk about that. And this is just Redneck and I's Radio, where everything is about trucking and then some, and life on the road. You can give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Just listen along, or you can be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Don't forget to go check out our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody following along. We're on YouTube Live right now. And we're going to be talking about everything when it comes to truck driving and life on the road. And, of course, today, like I said, I found this article yesterday on CDLLife.com. And I tracked it down, and I did a little investigating, and I found out a lot of the rules. So we'll talk about that stuff and everything. So before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools. You can go check out their app. Is in the app store on your cell phone. It's called Trucker Tools, and, of course, that's the app for truckers. Now they got it everything where you can book freight, you can track freight, and you can also do a lot of, like, you can get parking, you can get trip planning. You can find maintenance. You can even find Walmarts. So they got everything worked out on that. Really, really good on all that stuff. So let me pull up. I usually have kind of a playlist ready to go, but I was doing a lot of other stuff. So we'll just, you know, we'll just play it as it goes. But we're going to be keep rocking around, like I said, talking about firearms in the truck and laws that you got to go state to state. Doesn't matter where you're from, you still got to follow the law in that state that you're in. So just remember that, and we'll be talking about it here. This is Redneck and I's Radio, 515-602-9731. We'll see you in a bit.
You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
This is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live. It's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. be part of the conversation, just hit one or you can listen along. That's blogtalkradio.com, by the way. If you go in there and search Redneck and Nyes, you'll find this. We got our own blog talk channel, radio station, whatever you call that kind of deal. And, of course, YouTube. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And we're on YouTube Live right now, and I can watch it. I'm seeing it. I actually figured out that I could see it as it's happening so that I know for sure that I'm on YouTube. It's like I'm looking at it. I'm staring at it. I got my eyeball right in the camera, and they're like, am I on? Let's do it. So before we go any further, thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. They're based out of Connecticut, and that's where you get all of your parts for all of your exhaust systems. You know, all that fancy stuff you need. It's really, you know, crazy stuff that a lot of people don't understand. And they got all kind of the parts, too. They got charger coolers. They're getting into turbos and different, like, electrical components, everything. And, of course, they do, like, you know, the testing equipment where you could test all of those filter systems, because that's important to keep that stuff operational. You know, the federal government, they don't know too much about that technology, but they know if it's working or not. They always want to make sure it's working, and that's a big deal. So yeah, we got to make sure that's all up to date. So give them a call, like I said, 800-634-3010, or check them out at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and Nyes, and appreciate everybody helping us out on that. So we're going to dive into, I went ahead and shared the screen on the YouTube live feed here, and I'll show you the cdllife.com article here. It actually pulls up. It says, trucker arrested for concealed carry after speeding by officer. And, of course, this was published on June 24th there. And it says, the truck driver was arrested in Michigan this week for carrying a concealed weapon. It says, the incident was announced on Friday, June 24th. According to the WILX 10 News, which we'll get in there in a second, it says, further investigation after the traffic stop on Interstate 96 in Eaton County for semi-truck speeding resulted in gun seized, the Michigan State Police wrote. It says the truck driver is a 27-year-old man from Missouri and was arrested when the firearm was discovered. No further information has been released. Anyone 19 years or older can legally open carry and concealed carry without a permit in the state of Missouri. Michigan law requires that a person may not conceal a firearm without a license from their state of residency. And I did some digging, and they don't have any kind of, like, constitutional anything. You can own it in your home, but if you want to carry it around, you got to have a permit. Texas used to be that way. And I think, and of course, all that. Now, I did some digging, and this is here. Let's see. Yeah, okay. So I did some digging here, and, of course, we get back to the article. It's just pretty much the same information talking about all that. It says hometown security team, HST, with another gun seized, the Michigan State Police wrote. Further investigation after the traffic stop on Interstate 96, semi-truck resulted in a gun seized. And it says, see, down here, I think this is different, because although not required for concealed carry, Missouri does issue concealed carry permits, which is valid for 5 years. So that was the thing. See, now Missouri does have a permit that you can get. They're just not required in the state. And, of course, several of us here on Redneck and Nyes, we've always talked about this, where you may be legal in the state you live in. They don't require it to constitutional carry, but once you leave the state, you no longer fall under that constitutional carry. You are now the state. So if you go into a state that does not have constitutional carry, then you have to follow the laws of that state, which they require a permit. Now, you say, well, I don't live in that state. Why do I need a permit for that state? Well, that state has reciprocity with the state you live in, and the reciprocity is get that permit. So if this driver would have had a Missouri concealed carry permit, he would have been legal. But he did not have a permit because he, like, it's constitutional carry. And that was what we found out to be the case. So that was what I found out. Now, what I also looked up, because I went to USCCA, which is the concealed carry authority here. This is an alliance that you can join. And I talked to several individuals about this and all that. And, of course, I pulled it up right here. This is a map of states in Missouri. See, if you click this is really cool. So I found out that this here map is like in the app. If you download the app to your cell phone, you can get this map, and you can just click on the state. You know, and it's got all the smaller states are over here in these little boxes on the right side, right? But you click on Missouri, and it gives you a highlight of all this. Now, the green ones are all like, yeah, reciprocity, no problem. All the yellow ones are reciprocity, but limitations, restrictions. And then, of course, the red is, nah, get the hell out of here. And, of course, you see that it's always these states, Illinois, Minnesota, California, Oregon. A lot of these states like Missouri and Texas, if you pull up, let's see, hit on with Texas right here, you know, and you see how different states, but Illinois, Missouri, Oregon, California, New York, New Jersey, they're always the same. But if you click on Michigan, I thought it was interesting because I clicked on Michigan, and they have actually a little bit more states, but Michigan is stricter laws. So it's one of these things where in Texas, Minnesota used to have reciprocity with a lot of different states. And I remember when I first got into firearms and concealed carry, Minnesota was like, they were in the middle of this transition. They, you know, where they were this like, you know, farming state that was ultra free and everybody respected each other's gun rights and everything. And then they just got totally like went left and said, no, we ain't doing that no more. So the reciprocity ended. Like they were negotiating to the state. So these congresses, they communicate back and forth with their offices, like their, I guess their state trooper offices. They're always communicating back and forth between the two states saying, you know, we want to continue this agreement and all that. And they have to vote on it, of course, in their legislature and everything. And Minnesota wouldn't agree to the rules that Texas wanted to agree to. So they, you know, like Texas wouldn't renew it. They were like, no, you're too strict. We're not going to do that. And that's what happened, and it's, they just never did it. So that's what happens is these states just don't agree on the laws and the restrictions. So that's why the reciprocity doesn't go. You know, I'm surprised, really. I tell you this. California has become reciprocity like nightmare when it comes to CDLs. Now, used to, as long as you were certified by DOT to go to truck driving school, you could go to truck driving school, get the CDL, and just transfer it over to the states, right? You can't do that in California. If you're a California resident, used to, now this is back in the day when I worked for Swift Transportation, and of course their school was in Arizona, and they would hire people that lived in Southern California. They would bring them to Phoenix, Arizona. They'd send them to school for, you know, a month, stay in a hotel, whatever. They would get an Arizona permit or an Arizona license because they would take the test in Arizona. And then when they go back to California, just go down to your DPS office and just transfer it over. No problem. Well, California passed a law that said you can't do that. You can't transfer it over. If you want a CDL as a California resident, you got to follow our classes and our rules and our training. And you got to do, a year? I mean, it's a long process to get your CDL. And what we see is that's been going on a while, and there isn't really no difference between a California trained driver, new driver, and an Arizona or Texas trained driver. There's no difference. You know, they still don't know everything, or they don't know as much. You know, they don't know any more. I mean, it's basically the same. They don't know any more than a driver that went through 3 weeks of training. So there you go. You know, but again, getting back to the firearms, reciprocity is a big deal. You got to follow the laws. Once you get in there, and of course, like I said, you click on here when we see the map, and you see a lot of yellow. And the yellow is that yes, your permit is good, or well, what it is that we recognize each other's rights as a resident, but we do have restrictions. And of course, Michigan's restriction is that you can be from Missouri and carry, but you got to follow our laws, which means that you got to have a permit. And Michigan, you cannot carry any firearm, loaded or unloaded, without a permit. The only way you can transport a firearm without a permit is it has to be unloaded and locked. Some type of key or combination lock access to that firearm somehow. That's how you transport a firearm in Michigan without a permit. So bottom line, boom, that's it. So everybody out there as truck drivers needs to understand that you got to follow all the laws. There are several different websites. When I was Googling it, a lot of different stuff pulled up. I remember talking to a guy. I was at a function, and I met a guy that was in the USCCA, and he ran a shooting range, and of course it was sponsored by USCCA, and he showed me the app, and you can get all this information, and I probably need to go ahead and pay this membership. Seems like it's a good thing. You get a lot of interesting stuff, and of course access to their website. Their website is pretty elaborate. I mean, you know, you have to log in to get access to a lot of different things, but they have videos, and they have, of course, scheduled where they have different classes or events in different parts of the country. So, you know, that kind of stuff. And also what they have, which this driver may need, he's too late now, but I mean, he may be calling somebody, but USCCA is just like a lot of these other, there's a lot of organizations that offer firearm legal insurance, which means that if you get arrested for violating a firearm law, then they will represent you. Just kind of like the TVC, what is that deal where you get pulled over or you get a ticket as a truck driver? They'll represent you as a truck driver, you know, whether or not all that. I bet you he probably has some type of deal where if you got an overweight ticket, we'll cover you. Well, I just got arrested for concealed carry. And they're like, nope, we're out. So, you know, a lot of the selling point to a lot of these organizations that offer firearm legal insurance, they tell you that a lot of these prepaid lawyers or any kind of service that'll get you out of speeding tickets or whatever, they won't do anything with firearms. And of course, what we find out is a lot of states, a lot of cities and counties don't know the actual rules. So, but again, I wish I had more information from the actual driver himself. I sent a couple of emails out. Of course, it was, you know, it's like in a day in advance. I just found it yesterday afternoon, so it wasn't like it was a big deal. But, you know, we'll keep tabs on it and see the fallout of that. What we're going to do is I need to go ahead and get in contact with CDL Life over there, and maybe they can help me out with trying to stay in contact with that guy or get a hold of them. And I thought maybe the news here, when I pulled up the news, I would thought maybe they would have some type of more reporting on it, but they really didn't, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, they were, of course, this is Michigan, you know, this Channel 10 news or whatever like this. So they're in Michigan and they're like, you know, take our guns. Let's go get them, get out of here. You know, looks like this is a Browning. Is that the logo for Browning? It says on there G3. Is what the logo is on the slide. I don't see any other markers. Looks like it might be a nine. It more than likely looks like a 9mm. It's more like it. I mean, it looks like, to me, it looks like a Glock, but it's not because the grip is different. But other than that, you know, and of course the slide, just everything looks like it's a compact 9mm. They took a picture of the gun. I was trying to see from the like background, because it's sitting on somebody's leg and they got it open, and then you can tell that there's like trash on the floorboard of this vehicle or wherever they're at. And I was trying to see if this was a cop, but it looks like they're wearing like, well, it might be a state trooper. You know what it is, it looks like a state trooper blue pants, the blue uniforms, because it looks like I could see a black stripe on the side. So yeah, I think this might have been. So I love it too. What I want to do is I wanted to see, it's the Michigan State Police. So we'll go ahead and let's see. Stop this here. So the Michigan State Police, this might have been on Twitter, because it says that they wrote, and then of course they did this on here. So let me do something real quick. But yeah, it's all a bunch of gobbledygook, if you ask me. Like I said, I think that, we thought Donald Trump was going to do the reciprocity like nationwide, like make it mandatory for all states to recognize all permits. Of course, this driver, he didn't have a permit, but again, if it was like a public thing saying everybody get a permit and you can go everywhere, then you would see a lot of permits. That was my argument. Now, I don't like it when the federal government gets involved in the states, but if it would get more people to get permits, and then what you do is you require like a 4-hour class and you require some type of training to get the permit. So that means that a lot of people would go get trained. And that is all of firearm. Any kind of firearm enthusiast will tell you, get trained, study the laws, understand that, okay? If constitutional carry is great, but my personal information, I'll tell you this right now, Texas just became constitutional carry, but if it was constitutional carry from the get-go, I would want to get trained. I would want to get taught more information, regardless of, being raised around firearms and all that. It's totally different. I've been around people that have been raised around firearms. And let me tell you, some of them are like, put that thing down, get away from me. Okay. So I think Greg's chiming in on this because I told him about it earlier. And of course we love talking about firearms. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, listen, great day.
Take that picture. If that was his gun.
Yeah.
Blow it up and look right up above the hand, the grip, right underneath the action. If you blow it up, it says Taurus Arms, made in Brazil. And over where it says G3, if you look to the right of it, it says 9x19.
There you go.
I think it's probably 1.9. So it's a 9mm with 1.9-inch barrel, probably. I would say that's what that,
yep.
1.19 is. But yeah, that's Taurus.
The logo, I didn't recognize the logo in it.
Yeah.
Because I know Browning's got the antlers, and I thought maybe that was kind of their like new antler deal, but that's a bull there with the Taurus. Yeah, okay, I got you.
Yep. Yep, it's a Taurus.
Yeah. I don't pay attention to the different styles that much. I just know, like you're saying, it's a 9mm. That's what it looks like to me. So, but yeah, there you go. I get you now. Yeah, Taurus. So, that's not even a common one. I mean, is that a cheaper one? You think is it more inexpensive than most of them? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think any of them is real inexpensive when you go get them. I mean,
that's very true about that.
Yeah, I mean, that Springfield. I got that Springfield. 9mm Springfield, and it was, I think it was for a pistol, it was cheap. It was like five something, I think, just under $600. The 380, a little 380 Ruger that I got, I think it was like four, So, there ain't none of them cheap. And everybody said, well, 380, what are you doing? 380, you might as well use a BB gun, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't want to be shot at with BB gun. I don't want to be shot at with three. Are you going, if somebody touches one off at you, are you going to ask them, wait a minute, hold on, what are you shooting me with? No. It'll punch a hole in you same as anything else. Thank you, sir. Yeah, it'll punch a hole in you the same as everything else. So it don't matter. It don't matter what it is. I don't want somebody shooting at me. I don't care what they got.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. But that guy up there, I mean, we just talked about that here, last night?
Yeah. Yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it was just a couple of days ago, like we were talking about following the laws, and just because it's constitutional in one state don't mean you're good in another.
And constitutional carry is going to get a lot of people in trouble because they think because it's constitutional carry, they can just go wherever they want to go.
Yep,
and
that's right.
And ain't so.
Yep. I think my comment was... There's a local bar owner over here right down the street from where I live, and he's got a big sign right in front of the entrance, and it says, no guns allowed. Everybody was like, well, why do you have to put that sign up? I asked him, I said, why do you feel you have to put that sign up? And he's like, because when they passed that constitutional carry, everybody started walking in with their firearms thinking that they could just carry anywhere, and it's still against the law to carry in a bar in Texas. So, yeah.
Right.
And that's another thing, too. Florida is like that, and Kentucky is like that. It's constitutional carry, but there are restrictions on where you can take those firearms, and you got to know that.
Right.
So right. So I'm on the Twitter account here, and this is exactly where this picture was taken. I'm just trying to make sure that it's in the right spot. But you know what? I'll share it with you here because I'll go ahead and share the screen with YouTube again because I found another post from this Twitter account where they seized another firearm. Now, this is what we all want so let me get back on here and share it. And because this is what we want state police to do. Of course, they're not going to, they've got to pull over everybody because or whatever, but I'm guaranteeing you that this truck driver, he probably told him, yes, sir, I have a firearm. It's right here. You know, and they, of course, did some digging and found out he didn't have his permit like he's supposed to and all that. This here,
right?
They just retweeted this. It says hometown security team, which is their gun enforcement people. That goes at it again with another gun seized. Further investigation after a traffic stop on Interstate 94 in Jackson County resulted in the arrest of a 20-year-old from Illinois for concealed carry, but they found out also the gun that he had did not have a serial number. So this guy here, probably a Chicago gangbanger, and this looks like a little snub-nosed 380 right here that he's carrying around. It's one of those deals where that's great. Hey, you know what? This guy, he's up to no good, no serial number. He's 20 years old. So, I mean, sometimes it's legal to carry, but purchase. Did he purchase it? He might have had it given to him. But again, this is what I talk about all the time. If you're into firearms and you want people to be well off with firearms and be able to be responsible, then they need to know the rules. And if he's 20 years old and he can legally carry in one state but not another, he should know that. So if that's, yep. if he's not anybody up to no good, if he's a legit person that should be legal to carry a firearm, then you got to know the rules. That's the whole point. So we know here, this guy here without a serial number. Now, if you're anybody, I know, you don't see a serial number on that firearm that, you know, if anybody sees it as a law enforcement, they're going to take it from you, regardless.
They're going to confiscate it.
Yeah, whether you're legally possessing it or not, they don't. You know, no. You got to have that serial number. So
because more likely it's been stolen, or God forbid,
yep.
God help
yep.
you, if somebody got shot with that gun at some time or another.
That's right, exactly right.
It was committed in a crime because you'll never see daylight again.
So
whether you did it or not, you got caught with it.
That's right, and you got caught with it. So if they do run the ballistics and found that it did get used in a crime, guess who is the number one suspect?
That's right. You're getting fingered for it because
that's right.
You're the one in the possession of it.
Yep. So this is interesting stuff. And this is as a truck driver running all 48 states or anywhere. I mean, it doesn't really matter if you're crossing state lines and you have your right to carry, which a lot of truck drivers do these days, being owner-operators or any kind of small carriers. We know that bigger carriers don't allow it. You know, even some of the ones that have owner-operators, like Schneider or Swift or whatever, you might be an owner-operator, but the company says you can't carry. So know that, too. Understand that, because that's a big deal, that you, if you're leased onto a carrier, it might be your truck, but it's not your authority, and you still have to follow the guidelines of that carrier. And then, of course, there might be shippers that you go to that might not allow it. And that there should be a conversation had with the shippers, because a lot of times the shippers will tell you, just keep it in your vehicle. Keep it in the truck. Don't. And that's – you'll always say them that – well, they say, you know, in my opinion, when I was out there over the road, you know, this is just me, I just kept it in the truck because I knew that, you know, hey, as long as they don't – you know, they have a sign that says no firearms allowed, you know, at the guard shack or in their shipping office or whatever. It's like, it's in my truck. It ain't coming out of my truck unless you go looking for it. So there's no problem there. It's one of them things where you actually come out there and go, it's my right. I'm going to walk out here like a big dog because you can't tell me what to do. Well, next thing you know, your load's got to get rescheduled because they ain't letting you in the yard.
That's right.
Mm-mm-mm.
I did out there in Iowa. I forgot about having mine. I had it holstered and everything. I had it on my side. No, I wasn't thinking anything of it. I used to keep a shirt down over it. I went over out there, I don't know, it's been, I don't know, 3-4 months ago. I got jumped out, got over to this place to load. I get in there, couldn't find it, you know, finally I pulled this parking lot, I said, this got to be it. There was a local truck in there. I jumped out of the truck. I asked him, I said, hey, I said, is this such and such company? Yeah, that's it. So we're shipping at? He said, right there in that door. Man, I said, okay, I have a T-shirt on, you know, but it went down, man, I went Boston up there. It was cold. So I didn't have a flannel over, you know, I have a T-shirt tucked in, man. I run up there, just walked up there, door. This guy comes walking out, big respirator on and everything. I said, yeah, I told him what I was getting and everything, and he keeps looking at me, and I said, okay, I see. He told me, back it in this door right here. I said, okay. So I started walking away. He says, hey. Somebody says, what? He says, they're on your side. I thought, oh, man, I felt like, oh, man, I screw up. You know, and I'm on property, you know, at this business, you know. I said, oh, man. It was just me and him there. And an older black gentleman, you know, he said, don't worry about it. He said, but what is it? And I told him I had the little 380 with me that time, you know, just because it's easy. It's easy to feel. He said, I told him, he says, yeah, I got one just like it. He says, I carry mine. He said, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I usually keep a shirt over it. I said, you know, concealed. He said, don't worry about it. He said, well, you don't have to. Now, they done away with that. He said, I was open carry now. He said, if you got permission. Actually, Iowa, he said, you don't even need a permit. I said, yeah, okay. I said, well, I'm from Ohio. I said, I'll keep my permit, thank you. he started laughing. He said, I don't sweat it, brother. He said, just go ahead and back it in here. I'll get you loaded. I said, okay. I'm thinking, good deal. Man, I never made that mistake again.
I'm telling you. Good stuff. Yep.
But, yeah, it's a touchy. That's a touchy subject when you get into the concealed carry, the open carry. You know, I mean, they just need to, you know, it's just like commercial trucks, you know, I mean, CDLs and stuff. You know, every state's got their own laws, their own rules, and you're supposed to know the rules in every state, and there ain't no way you can keep up with all of them.
That's
you
right.
You know, weights and, you know, it's crazy. And it's the same way with that, but, you know, it's like him up there. I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate that he got caught, but he pretty much done it to himself. But if, you know, if he had been messing with guns any amount of time, constitutional carry or with a permit, if he would have knew, you know, I mean, if he dealt with guns, he should have known that. He should have done the research, said, hey, where can you constitutional carry? Where can't you? Where do you need a permit? Where don't you? I mean, you know, I went before I got mine. I read, and I went through the computer, and I done research on it, man, because I thought, you know, and it's just like they told us in gun class, you know, if you pull it out, if you shoot somebody, you don't shoot to wound them, you shoot to kill them. I mean, that's what they told us. He said, you shoot to kill. You don't shoot to wound, you shoot to kill.
Yep.
Because if they live, it's court battle. He said, if they die, you're self-defense, and they die, it's your word, and there ain't no word from him.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, it's a bad thing. It's a sad way to look at it, but, you know, it is what it is, you know.
I tell you what. So, yeah, we got, I think this is Jeff calling in here. Let's see what's going on, Jeff.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Man, tell you
how
what,
you doing,
get
Jeff?
Hey, you know, I was always told if you're going to carry a weapon in the truck, you'll get by a lot, I don't know, better legally, just carry a shotgun.
Well, I mean, the deal is that most states, the state laws are that there's no permits. Most of the time, there's no permits required for having any type of rifle or shotgun. The only permits, the only carry,
but you can't carry.
You can keep it in the vehicle. Now, let me, you know what, I'll do a little more digging on that because.
But it can't be loaded.
Well, that's the thing is that when you're transporting in a vehicle,
See, now having it in your home is one thing, and a lot of states recognize your vehicle as your domicile. Like Texas, you don't have to have any kind of permit, even before it wasn't constitutional carry, you didn't have to have a permit to have it in your vehicle. You can keep it in your car, loaded, didn't matter. Now, a lot of states say you have to unload it while it's in your vehicle. So, and that's all, like Illinois is all firearms. I know that for sure. I was going to check for Missouri, right, or Michigan, I mean, because what was Michigan? And you see, they do the long gun thing. And can you carry a shotgun in Michigan? The answer is it is legal because there is no Michigan law that prohibits it. However, Michigan law limits the premises on which a person may carry a firearm. Officers must be aware of the above exemption for valid, it says, what is that, concealed, it's a holders, it's a CPL, I don't know what that means, holders, as many of the citizens who openly carry firearm possesses valid CP. So it looks like here that in the state of Michigan, you can't even carry a shotgun unless you've got a permit to carry. So, you know,
well,
most states.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I made the decision not to carry it. I thought about it for a while. And so I said, well, you're better off carrying a shotgun because there's a lot less laws against shotgun than there are pistols. And you don't need to be near as accurate. And you don't need to be near as accurate.
All right. Well, here's one for you. And I tell everybody this. We did it years ago before they, you know, got all this where you could actually carry without worried about getting in trouble too much. So I got a flare gun for a boat. Because it's not considered a firearm, it's considered a warning device. So you carry a flare gun and a handful of flares, and they're about the size of a shotgun, and I don't know about you or anybody else, but I'd be damned if I want to be shot with one of them sulfur balls, them hot sulfur balls out of one of the flare guns. Because if
yes.
you know what
oh
a road flare, you've seen road flares, them road flares with that sulfur on there, if you drip it on you, or whatever, that shit's going to burn you clear to the bone. You know, so...
Yeah, I would not want to be shot with a flare gun.
I seen a guy shoot it up in New York City one time up Hunts Point. Hit him right in the small of the back with a flare gun. I tell you what, that boy was hurting for certain now, let me tell you.
Something else.
He was not happy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But, yeah. Now, also, Ed, here's one you can do when you're researching your guns. Check into black powder, because black powder, you can load a black powder gun, six-shot revolver, whatever, you know, in black powder. Black powder, I haven't never took time to research it good, but I heard that black powder is actually, they're not considered, I don't know, so, you know, I might be proven wrong here. But it wasn't considered basically like a firearm. It was considered as a weapon. All right. But also a black powder gun that shoots round balls, pistol or otherwise, that shoots the little round balls, there's no ballistics on them. They can't get a ballistics on it because there's
really?
No rifling in the barrel, so they can't get a ballistics on it. If that barrel isn't rifled, if it hasn't got the rifling in the barrel, they can't get a ballistics on it.
I can say my black powder pistol's got rifling in the barrel.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at some pictures.
It's black powder.
Yeah, there are several different models of black powder revolvers, especially, and of course, looks like it's, you know, you got to get the right ammo, so the ammo is not as common, so it's one of those things where it might be hard to do that, but it's there. It's there. It's not. You know, it's
right.
Was
but
a
one
potato
of them
gun illegal to carry them?
What's that?
Yeah.
Potato gun and, illegal?
Well, see, that's the thing is that so according to this here, this is according to who is this? AT. Oh, this is the ATF. The ATF's website right here says,
The question is asked, can I carry a black powder revolver? Can a person prohibited by law from possessing a firearm own a black powder firearm? Because black powder firearms are considered antique firearms, the possession of a black powder firearm by a person subject to the federal firearms disabilities is not prohibited by the GCA. So that's the Gun Control Act. So yeah, a black powder firearm is considered to be antique, so it is not required. It's not considered a firearm or a handgun.
Wow.
Yep. So it's just like a flare gun, basically. It's just like owning a flare gun. Just like that, you know, basically. Because it's like you're saying, it's not considered to be an actual firearm. So things like that, you know, it's always good to know.
Man, 25 yards, my black powder pistol is just as accurate as any other pistol.
Well, I don't know about 25 yards, but... You know, the funny thing is that when you go get your concealed carry permit in the state of Texas, you have to be qualified. You have to shoot. Well, the shooting, you have to like get like a, you know, 70-80% efficiency. And and it's like you have to shoot 20 rounds at 3 feet and 20 rounds at 7 feet and then 10 rounds at 15 feet. So that's it. As long as you can hit a very large target from those distances, then you qualify.
Damn, man, they hard on me then, because when I went, they started us out at 10 feet, then we went to 25, and then we went to 50, and then he told me to put my shit back in the truck. But, I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I agree.
They told us to come in there with 100 rounds, and I think I shot 40 or 45 rounds, and he said, just put your stuff, holster yours, put it in the truck.
Yeah,
I said, wait, what? I want to shoot. Nope, you don't, nope. I shot shit out of my silhouette.
Well, that's the thing.
He told us to body shoot him. Hell, I blowed his head off. I say,
yeah.
He said, no, I told you to double. You got to double tap them in their body. I said, you double tap them in the head. They're dead. So I don't know what that was about, but I passed. I got my permit, so that's all I cared.
Yeah, when my instructor backed it up to 15 feet, I did the 3, I did the 7, and then the 15. At the 15 feet, he's like, okay, so you've already passed. So if you don't hit any at 15 feet, don't worry about it, because you already passed. And that's basically what it is.
Damn.
If you hit all of them in the 3 and the 7, if you hit all of them there, then that's your proficiency. That's it. The 15 doesn't matter.
Right.
But he's like, you know, but the score, you know, he's got to write down a score. And, of course, everybody wants a perfect score, and it's not hard to get a perfect score. I agree. I think it should be, you know, I would say 7, 15, and 25. That's
right.
25 feet. That's, I mean, and the reason they do it, there's
feet.
A reason.
25 feet's a long way.
Yeah. And there's a reason why they do the 15 feet. Jeff, you know why they do the 15 feet?
Well, I believe, because 15 feet, that's why pull it out otherwise unless you're rabbit hunting.
15 feet is the recognized distance of knife fighting. What
right.
they're saying
oh, yeah.
is that if a person is within 15 feet of you, then they can pull a knife and kill you before you can shoot them.
That's right.
Well, it sounds like you're watching movies of Indiana Jones here.
At 25 or 50 feet, they are not a threat to you. They're out of your threat zone. At 25 or 50 feet, they're no physical threat to you until they come in, like it said, into like 15 feet range.
Yep.
Now,
15 feet.
If they
yep.
keep coming at you after 15 feet, they're coming for you. So they're coming to cause you bodily harm. So now you're in the self-defense mode there. But 25 feet or 50 feet, they can be sitting there running their mouth. At 25 or 50 feet, they can sit there running their mouth all day, as long as they don't put their hands on you. See, they come up running their mouth all day, and they can't. You can't do nothing about it unless they, you know, threaten bodily harm. When you did, you have the right to shoot them.
Yeah, you know, that's the other thing too. Is there was a guy down here. He was in his front yard, down in Houston, and he had a shotgun or a rifle, and somebody was breaking into his neighbor's house, and you know they were coming out of the house. And he shot him. He called the cops. He was on the phone with the cops. I don't know if y'all remember that. Remember, he was on the phone with the cops, and they said, "Well, sir, can you see him?" "Yeah, yeah, they're leaving right now." And he's like, "Well, sir, don't go out there." And he's like, "Hey, watch out, boy, you're dead." Huh. And he shot him. He shot him on the phone. He was on the phone with 911, and he was in his yard. And he went to jail because they were not a threat to him. Now,
they wasn't in his property either.
Right. His defense was castle doctrine, that he can do whatever he wants as long as he's on his property. But the deal is that they got to be on your property too. And they got to be, you know, so yes.
So as a truck driver, since you're out on the road and you're not on your property at all, you're fucking screwed.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're on your property.
It's not the property thing that falls under. It's your personal protection, which, like we're saying, within 15 feet.
So they got to be within 15 feet of you in the truck.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if they're breaking into somebody else's truck or they're in the parking lot and you know they're 30 feet away from you and you pop some off and knock them down, you know you're not, you know, then it's there's a question right there, you know, unless
I'll tell you what. There are some states where the tire thumpers are considered illegal weapons, I'm told.
No, yeah. No, I agree. Especially the old good steel pipe ones.
Well, for years, everybody carried a ball bat, baseball bat in their car. And then, remember, they started saying, no, that's a weapon. But if you put a baseball glove and a ball in there with that ball bat, then now it's a sporting equipment. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
carry a baseball bat in your car, you better have a baseball glove, a mitt glove, whatever, in there with it. Because if you don't, it's a weapon. But if you got another piece in there with it, now it's sporting equipment. They can't do nothing. Check that out. You'll find out I'm right. That's been like every year.
I believe that. I made me a tire thumper on my turning lathe. I brought it out one day at truck stop, tapped tires with. The guy beside me said, "Oh, you can get a lot of trouble with that." I go, "Why? It's a tire thumper." He goes, a lot of them consider that a weapon, as a billy club. So you Google difference between tire thumper and billy club, and there ain't no difference.
Yeah, that's true.
Nope. Yeah, but if you notice, most of your tire thumpers has got it stamped or marked or engraved right on it or cut into the wood. Tire thumper. If it ain't marked, then, yeah, it could be considered a weapon. I don't know.
I mean,
how ridiculous
is that?
So,
well, to me, a tire thumper was always worthless anyhow. You know, because, I don't know, I never cared for the tire thumpers. I carry a damn big ball peen hammer. They do more damage. They're easier to check tires with, and you hit somebody to hit with that something, you're done.
Yeah.
So I want to correct myself for all the YouTube police out there. The Texas test is not—it's not feet, it's yards. So when I say 3, 7, and 15, I said feet earlier. I was wrong. It's yards. It's three yards.
Yeah.
7 yards. 15 yards. So that's
the difference. I was thinking yards.
Yeah, I said feet is what I said. So yeah. Yep. Yeah, cool. But yeah, that's what it is. It's in yards, and of course it is 50. It's still 50 rounds. I just looked it up. It's still 50 rounds, and it's 20, 20, and 10, just like I said before. And of course, on a lot of these websites, they'll give you the silhouette, what it looks like, and you get points. So the closer you get to the middle of the torso, you get more points, and you have to get so many points to pass. And so that's what it is. So yeah.
So are you carrying at night when you're driving now, Ed?
Well, no, because the carrier that I work for, it's against their regulations. So you cannot carry.
All right.
In the truck.
So do you carry when you're out motorcycle riding?
When I can, yeah. A lot of times when I'm traveling, it's more about like where it's at. So like I'll keep it on myself, or I might keep it in my bag, you know, if I got a bag with me. Because a lot of times, you know, you like I don't. I used to think open carry was cool. Really, it's more you want to conceal is what you want, because there's a lot of places, a lot of businesses allow concealed carry, but they do not allow open carry. And in the state of Texas, there are two different rules. And that's an interesting story, too, for truck stops, because for the longest time, the truck stops never had any type of signage that did not allow for carrying. And they passed the open carry law. So immediately, all the truck stops in the state of Texas went and got the signs because they didn't want any open carry. Well, when they ordered the signs, whoever was in charge, the lawyers or whatever, they ordered both signs. So the signs that didn't allow concealed carry, they put them up just like they put up the open carry. So when I walked into the truck stop, I was like, hey, you just now put these signs up and you got them wrong. And all the manager told me, well, you don't have to worry about that because that's just for people without permits. I said, no, that's not right either. And so, see,
right.
Most people don't know the rules. So the rules in Texas that we call it a 30-06 sign. It's the regulation is 30.06, and it says that the business reserves its right to not allow concealed carry. That's the 30-06. So when they passed open carry, they added 30.07, 30-07, which was we do not allow open carry. So if you walk into a business in Texas, they have to have those signs. Now, a lot of businesses say no firearms. That sign is not legal. They have to have the sign that reads the regulation, which is 30-06 or 30-07. So it's whenever you walk into a business, you know how that little sign that's got the little shape of the gun that has the line, the X through it, no guns allowed, the kind of thing. In the state of Texas, that's not legal. In the state of Texas, that's not legal unless you have those signs. So a lot of these, like a Walmart warehouse in New Caney, Texas, was one of the first ones that I remember seeing where they put the big signs out like by the gate, by the guard shack, and they put a 30-07 sign that said they do not allow open carry. And of course, they got a little thing on there that says no guns on their guard shack, but that's just for people that don't know the law. But I think they also had 30-06 because they don't want you on the premises with a firearm. And of course, the state law in Texas is that a business cannot tell you that you can, like let's say that you're going on to the property of Walmart, like even the warehouse. Let's say you work at Walmart as a warehouse worker. You park in the parking lot and you go inside, and they have a thing on there that says 30-06, no firearms allowed on their property. Your car is still your property.
That's
so
great.
Your firearm can stay in your car. The business cannot do anything about it. They say, you know what? So yeah. So there's a big deal about that, because a lot of businesses tell you don't come in here with a firearm. We don't want you in here. You know, yeah, okay, I can't have it on me, but I can keep it in my car. And so there's a lot of places like that states consider your car your domicile. That's an important thing. I think if most states, even though they might have, you know, a required permit, just allow my car, wherever my car is, that's my property. And I can lock my firearm in my car. That's my property. I should be allowed to do that without any restrictions.
As I said, I keep a lock box in here. And if I go into a state that I'm not allowed to have it, I unload it. It's not hard to break it down. And I throw it in that box, lock it up, throw it up in the cabinet, put the key in my pocket, whatever, and I'm done.
Yep.
You know, I don't worry about it.
Well, I know when you go into Canada, they've got lockers there where you take your firearms out and lock them in that cabinet, and then you got to make sure you exit out of the same port and you can go back and retrieve your weapon again.
Damn well better tell them you got it when you pull up to the booth too.
Exactly. They'll. The other thing I wanted to mention, that if you guys do any kind of hauling, if you're a truck driver and you think, you know, hey, I don't want to get into hauling for military bases because I can't carry, most military bases have the same premise with the lockers. They have lock boxes at the guard shacks when you go into the military bases.
and stuff like that. So, yep, exactly.
So, I know. I went in one time, and I didn't have a weapon on me, and they do one of them searches.
Yep.
And oh my God, they got all hot and bothered. I had a case about the size of a revolver, you know, like a hard square suitcase, but the size of a revolver. They got all excited, called me over the truck. What is this? What is this?
Oh yeah.
I says,
open it up and see, dummy.
They didn't want to. They said they couldn't open it without my approval. I said, well, you're doing a fucking search on my truck. I would think you're already infringing my privacy. So open it up.
You know, didn't that happen under Trump where somebody shot up a recruiting facility and we always said it was a Marine recruiter that got shot, and we're like, you know, how come the Marine's not armed? And they're like, well, he's a recruiter, you know, and it's like, well, he's still a Marine. You know,
ain't that what happened out there at Fort Hood?
Well, yeah, Fort Hood. It was on base, and you're not allowed to have a firearm on base at all,
right.
even if you're in the military. You know, all if you, it's supposed to be controlled by the armory. So when you live on base or you're on base and you have a firearm, you all have to go through military police. Everything has to be handled through them. So yeah, he had that gun illegally. Yeah, he was not supposed to have that firearm on his person while he was on base. Exactly right. But
well,
because he was an officer.
We got a big chuckle out of it.
Who's that?
That.
What?
Military base, because they opened the case up and it was my drone.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's
I'm
something.
I'm surprised they didn't hang you for that.
Yeah, you're
well,
quiet.
He said,
what is
your purpose of this?
Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what he asked. What was your purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him.
I carry it for fun. And I said, way it's licensed, the way it's set up, it won't even start up on this base. So don't worry about it.
Exactly right. Yeah, the way the software is written and everything. But, yeah,
that's right.
Tell him, yeah, of course, I take pictures of all your information and all your flight line and all that stuff, and I sell it to Al-Qaeda. You know, that's what I do. What are you talking about?
Oh, my.
Yeah,
I'd be in
they bring
brigade.
Back the firing squad right there on the spot.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can't joke with those guys. Yep. So.
They don't fuck with you. That one spot I went to, I mean, when I pulled into my designated parking spot for inspection, a 6-foot barrel came up in the ground in front of the truck and behind the truck, and I was between about 6 of them on both sides of the truck. I couldn't leave there if I tried.
Right.
Well, so in closing, we're gonna like I said, I'm gonna wrap it up because I gotta get to work. But I wanna bring up. So I just now clicked on my. I was watching my YouTube video, and I thought everything was good, and I clicked on. I couldn't see the comments. Anybody commenting? But now I clicked on it. Now I can see the comments. And Chris over there at YouTube, he's one of our loyal YouTube followers, and of course he's commented. And of course, let's see what he says. He says, "I don't know what we were talking about." He says, "Because criminals don't follow any signs or laws." Well, that's right. That's why, you know, it's crap. And he says, he goes, "I still carry with or without a sign, but I always conceal because nobody will know if I have anything." If it have anything on me. And that's, we were talking about going into customers, and it's like, you know, if you got it, even if as long as it's small enough and they can't see it, you know, then yeah, they're not going to see anything, but it, you know, it's always got to follow the rules, got to follow the law. And like I said, it's one of those things.
If you get caught with it though in there, it's a violation to get your permit. If you've got a permit, that's a good way to get your permit, you know, yanked.
That's right. That's right. Cool deal.
It's causing a lot of problems. It ain't worth it. All right, gentlemen. I will talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
Yep.
All
right. Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Call me tonight.
Take care,
good job.
Be careful.
Yep. We'll see y'all later. Tomorrow is Women with Redneck and Eyes. Women of Redneck and Eyes, which Tiffany will be filling in for the Redneck and Eyes Radio Live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time always. And then Thursday. Let's see here. Where am I at? So on Thursday, I won't be doing a radio show like normal. What I'll be doing is I'll be doing a YouTube live. So it'll be, you won't be able to call in, but you will be able to see me on YouTube. I'll be at a charity fundraiser over here at one of the local facilities. We're having a bike wash, and I'll share the information. I think I shared it on the Facebook page, but I also shared it on YouTube as well, where Thursday at it starts at 6:30, but I'll be there at 6. So 7 o'clock Eastern time, I'll be on YouTube live like normal, but I won't be sitting here taking phone calls. I'll just be out there helping out with the raising money for charity out there at it's called the Alibi, which is at Flower Bluff in here in Corpus Christi, and they're having a bike wash, a bikini bike wash actually, and we've been told that it's going to be, you know, men and women out there. So ladies, if you live in the area and you need to get your bike washed, you can come get your bike washed too. And of course, if you're, you know, to each their own, if you dig the guys or you dig the girls, you can come out and check it out. So we'll be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it because it'll be something that I'm kind of doing more, is like I'm trying to get more involved in my community, and then I want to get Redneck and I's involved in my community, and of course I want to help out, you know, and things I like, which is bikes. You know, it's going to be a function for bikers, and there's going to be some bikes there. I'm gonna hopefully, if it ain't raining, I'm going to ride out there and check it out too, and we'll get all that done. And then Saturday there's going to be a party here at the local Harley dealership. I'll do some YouTube live there too. But our regular deal is weekdays here at 7 p.m. Eastern time at 515-602-9731. You can check it out. It's Redneck and I's Radio Live. And that's kind of what we're doing here. So it's just a great time. Summertime, everybody's getting a lot of things done. So yeah, I got to get out of here. I got to go to work, and you guys take care out there. We'll see you up and down the road. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go check out one of our YouTube channel and our great sponsors out there. And of course, we mentioned them already today. Don't want to forget is Load to Ride Transportation. That's ltrtransportation.com. And those are great supporters of Redneck and I's. But also we have Trucker Tools, truckertools.com, and of course DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. And like I said, Redneck and I's Radio Live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. And until then, everybody, y'all stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you on down the road.
Set my watch back to it, living on toast of time. Well, there I was in Hollywood, wishing I was doing good, talking on the telephone line, but they don't need me in the movies and nobody sings my songs. Guess I'm just a waste of time. Well, then I got to think, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it, living on Tulsa time.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.